Hi, this is Matt Grant. You're listening to the Malware Report with Randy Abrams. Hi, Randy. Thanks for being here.
Great to be back, Matt.
You know, I wanted to spend some time today talking about an event that you recently attended in Bellevue, Washington, that was titled Securing the Perimeter, a Public-Private Sector Discussion on Cybersecurity. Can you tell us a little bit more about this event?
Yes, it was a really, really fascinating event. It's not every day that I sit at a table right next to a rear admiral and a major general.
Oh, God.
As well as the keynote was by Rob McKenna, who's the attorney general for the state of Washington. And what was really, really cool about this meeting was how many people actually do get it and are understanding things. And this meeting was under the auspices of the Bellevue, Washington Chamber of Commerce, but it was actually an event that was coordinated by the Department of Homeland Security, the U.S. Chamber of Commerce, and then a variety of other state and local government and private parties participating in it. So I was on one of the panels. I think one of the interesting things that Mr. McKenna pointed out was when it comes to identity theft, which Washington State has actually reduced their ranking in terms of the incidence of identity theft, is that like 30% of the cases of identity theft are believed to come from physical attacks, like people leave their purses and wallets in cars,
right,
and those get stolen. But the stats that were interesting to me were that 10% are believed to be from online losses, 8% from mail being taken out of a mailbox. Not too long ago, mail coming out of the mailbox was ahead of the online threats.
Right.
That gives you some insight into where the trends are going.
Yeah, absolutely. I mean, where did the need, I guess, for this event come from? Is it that increase in, you know, online-based cybersecurity threats as opposed to, you know, identity fraud, you know, via regular mail?
Well, there's a variety of places it came from, but predominantly, I believe it was last year, maybe early this year, that Bush signed into law a cybersecurity council, if you will.
Right.
And part of the Department of Homeland Security mandate is to work with the private sector, because the government cannot secure all the critical systems in our country. Critical systems include the communications, which are privately owned companies, power, which are privately owned companies, as well as the military networks. So the government is doing things to secure their own networks, but realize that we need a very holistic approach to this.
So Randy, was there an educational element involved with this event as well?
Yes, the education ran really deep through the whole event. I mean, the primary purpose of this event was education, to educate members of the local Chamber of Commerce. And they're doing this at a variety of chambers. There's going to be one in March in Ann Arbor, Michigan, another one in April in San Diego. But pretty much everyone was really stressing that education is essential. Rear Admiral Mike Brown several times told how essential education is, and unfortunately, that's one of 12 steps on the DHS program. I think you can look up for the Department of Homeland Security the 12-step project. One of the steps is education, and unfortunately, Bush didn't sign the implementation of that into law, and Admiral Brown thought, you know, that this is one of the crucial things, and that we actually need to have something akin to the Kennedy Space Initiative, where he said, by this date, this is what we're going to do. And in the closing remarks for the government panel, three out of the four people on that panel stressed the importance of education.
Interesting. So how would folks find out? Was this an event that was open to the public as well, or just the Chamber of Commerce?
This one, I believe, is the Chamber of Commerce, but the Chamber of Commerce people can join.
Okay, fantastic. And is there a place that folks can maybe go to find out if, you know, an event down the road like this is going to be offered in their area? I know that part of this event today, you know, was sponsored by the staysafeonline.org organization. Is that maybe a website where folks could visit for additional information?
Yes, it's definitely a great website to visit fairly regularly for information such as this, but also just to increase your own knowledge so that you're safer online. I'm a big fan of that organization.
So what are next steps in terms of, you know, what folks should be doing online, and also what those local organizations now need to do with the awareness to help, you know, the members of their city stay safe online as well?
Well, it's interesting. Rear Admiral Brown said that right now, you know, the saying, you crawl, then you walk, and then you run. So right now, the government is just kind of rolling over to start crawling, but within the next year, he expects them to go through walking to running. However, if private industry doesn't also do their part, when the government's running, private industry is still going to be rolling over to crawl. So there was a list of resources provided for business people where they can get more information, and kind of a roadmap of where we're going, which pretty much the bleak truth is technology is a long way behind solving the problems. And there's a social aspect that involves education. And you're going to have to not only have education, but use it. Use the technological tools coupled with the education if you're going to secure our internet.
Absolutely. Well, no, great point to end on, Randy. And certainly appreciate you taking the time today to speak with us about this event. If you have any questions for Randy or want to find out more about upcoming events, feel free to email him at askeset@eset.com. This has been Matt Grant, and you're listening to the Malware Report.